Hello, Saints. So today I want to bring a study called To Everyone That Has, More Will Be Given. And I'll start in John 14:21. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. So it's not enough to just have the Lord's commandments, you have to keep them as well. And this is the message echoed all over Scripture, James 1:22. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Matthew 7:24. Therefore whosoever heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And 1 John 3:7-8. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. So the Lord is faithful, and will give light to a man who's diligently seeking him. But it's up to that man to bend his will to follow and obey, or continue on his own path. The parable of the talent comes to mind, as the Lord gives a talent of light and truth to whosoever will, expecting a return, and if no return is made on his investment, he takes it away. Matthew 25:24-30. Then he which had received the one talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art an hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not strawed, and I was afraid, and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that is thine. His Lord answered and said unto him, Thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sowed not, and gather where I have not strawed. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received mine own with usury. Take therefore the talent from him, and give it unto him which hath 10 talents. For unto every one that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. The same example is used in the Scriptures of trees, and expecting a return of good fruit. Luke 13:6-9. He spake also this parable. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came and sought fruit thereon, and found none. Then said he unto the dresser of his vineyard, Behold, these 3 years I come seeking fruit on this fig tree, and find none. Cut it down, why cumbereth it the ground? And he answering said unto him, Lord, let it alone this year also, till I shall dig about it and dung it. And if it bear fruit, well. And if not, then after that thou shalt cut it down. If you abide in Jesus Christ, having stripped out the evil in your life, being grafted into the true vine by the Spirit of God, good fruit is the result. Matthew 13:23. But he that received seed into the good ground is he that heareth the word, and understandeth it, which also beareth fruit, and bringeth forth some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. Matthew 7:16-20. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. And 1 John 5:18. We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not, but he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and that wicked one toucheth him not. So it's important to note here, bearing fruit in man-made traditions or practices that replace spirit and truth worship is not accepted by God and is corrupt fruit, per Mark 7. On the contrary, it is acceptable to be grafted into the truth who is Jesus Christ, and bearing fruit off of his vine. God accepts no fruit labored for outside of the truth. John 4:24. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. If you're born of the Spirit of God, bearing good fruit off the vine of Jesus Christ, the Lord will prune your life so you can bear him more fruit. If you have, more will be given. John 15, 1-2. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Make sure you're branching off of that true vine, bearing holy and righteous fruit daily for the Lord, lest you be cut down in your unfruitful ways. 2 Corinthians 13, verse 5. Examine yourselves whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobates? So that was my study on to everyone that hath has, more will be given. And it was kind of a cool topic to study because it's true. If you're born of the Spirit of God, grafted into the vine of Jesus Christ, who is the true vine, and you're bringing forth good fruit unto God, he will purge your life, he'll prune your life, so that you can bring him forth more fruit. And it's kind of like the parable of the talents as well. If you use the talent wisely, you make more talents, you use the light the Lord gives you, the truth that he gives you, you obey it, you bear much fruit. He's going to give you more talents. He's going to give you more light, more truth. But if you do nothing with what you have, if he shows you something in his word and says, obey this, do this, lose your life, remove that, but you don't want to do it, you hold on to your sin, he's not going to show you anymore. You're not going to be a fruitful vine. You're not going to bear more fruit. And consequently, you're going to get cut down. After a certain amount of time, after a certain amount of mercy, certain amount of grace, you're going to get cut down. And that's a scary thing, being turned over by the Lord, being cut down, thrown in the fire because you're not bearing fruit. So test yourself, make sure you're in the vine of Christ bearing fruit, because if you're bearing fruit, he's going to prune your life. He's going to cut out those things that need to be cut out, and you're going to bear even more fruit because that's his will. But if you're outside of the truth, whether in man-made traditions or in sins, that just any sin, holding on to willful sin, Hebrews 10:26, you're not going to bear that fruit, and the Lord is going to cut you down. So test yourself, saints, seekers. Make sure you're born of the Holy Spirit of God, always progressing upward, shining brighter and brighter unto the perfect day, bearing more and more fruit unto God, some 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold. I hope you have a good rest of your day or night, wherever you are, and God be praised.